about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We've had a great show thus far this evening. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. For those of you listening on GCNLive.com, big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for broadcasting the show nationwide, actually worldwide on the web. Thank you. Big thanks to Kyle for working the dials today. George, also helping Kyle and everybody, just everybody back there that I don't get to see. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you to you, all my listeners, for listening. We are celebrating my third year on air. It's been 3 years. Yeah, I know. 3 years of Dr. Dahlia. I don't know how you guys put up with me. I don't know how you do it. All right, so they finally kind of concluded what happened with the Listeria cantaloupe outbreak. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about, looks like, the Natalie Wood investigation. They've come up thus far with nothing. So we don't really know what the captain said. I'd still like to know what he said to make them want to reopen the case, but we don't have that yet. A lot of news in losing weight, some news in, I guess, B12 and memory, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, looks like now painkillers are probably going to be in short supply because of the screw-up with the whole Excedrin, Buferin, no-dose issue. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Extremely, extremely busy. A lot of stuff to talk about. All right, so if you want to call, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Mitt Romney wins again, taking first place thus far with 81% of the votes reported. He's at 38%. They already called him a winner at the 20% reporting mark. Mitt Romney, first place, Ron Paul. Second place, John Huntsman. Third place, fourth place, Newt Gingrich. Fifth, Santorum, although Santorum and Newt Gingrich are neck and neck, almost a statistical tie for fourth place. They say with Romney winning, this is the first time since 1976 that somebody won a primary in Iowa and New Hampshire like this. So he's definitely on his way. South Carolina, the scenario looks a little bit different. Still, Mitt Romney is ahead in the preliminary polls in South Carolina with 27%. Newt Gingrich is coming in second with 23%. Rick Santorum coming in third at 18%. They say that Stephen Colbert, you know, from the Colbert Report, in a hypothetical poll, would actually come in above John Huntsman, they say. So, yeah, he's kind of screwing around with this. I guess South Carolina is his hometown, so he's kind of having fun with that. And, you know, everybody's been asking me, who's Romer? Right? Because Romer was in last place today. I guess that's Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer. He's running. Did anybody know that? Yeah, I guess he's running. Rick Perry still, you know, behind. In fact, Rick Perry did do better in the statistical poll than Stephen Colbert. So people like Rick Perry a little bit more than Stephen Colbert. So, you know, I got to tell you, though, Rick Perry's haircut was better this time around with the debate. I'm surprised. He actually, somebody did a much better job with his haircut. It's amazing how the hair makes the face. So he did very good. I thought the candidates looked good. Although in Saturday's debate, Newt Gingrich wore a yellow shirt. Now, I'm a fan of a lot of things that Newt says, but I'm not a fan of his dress. And a yellow shirt is not good. Yellow is a sickly color, right? Kind of hepatitis color, jaundice, urine. I would never recommend a yellow shirt. And then I think in another debate, he wore a yellow tie. I don't know why he likes yellow. Yellow's not good. Yellow is not good. You want to go with something strong, like a solid red or a solid blue, and a good-looking blue. So I don't know what Newt was thinking, but again, I still like what he has to say. But right now, Romney, winner of two caucuses thus far, and is rocking and rolling. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there was a study that came out that I want to talk about. It had to do with Asian Americans actually not getting the care that they need to the point that they'll actually die in the hospital more often than whites after heart attacks. You know, now we've known many many groups, ethnic groups, there's a big disparity in health care. But people are forgetting that Asian Americans are having, high fatalities because of treatment differences, too. So this article came out today saying Asian Americans are more likely to die in the hospital following a heart attack than whites. All right. They say in the study, doctors examined certain measures of care, like whether they got the ACE inhibitor at the time of discharge or certain medications. And they looked at years between 2003 and 2008. And they say Asian Americans were less likely to be given aspirin or counseling on how to quit smoking after they left the hospital. They were also less likely to get cholesterol lowering medication. They say Asian Americans were nearly twice as likely as whites to die in the hospital following a heart attack. Now, we don't know why. Is it because maybe they're older? Maybe when they have clogged arteries because their bodies aren't designed for the American diet, it's worse? Is it because maybe of the smoking? Is it because of the language barriers, cultural differences? We don't know. I could swear there was a study years ago saying that the doctor spends less time, per different race. And with Asian Americans, there seems to be the least amount of time in the doctor's office that the doctor spends. And I'm trying to find the study. It was years ago. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a language barrier or something. But it's very, very frightening. Very frightening. What I recommend to anybody who has a loved one whose, English may not be as good, definitely go there with them or have somebody that speaks English. Go with them. All right, for the doctor to talk to, because language barriers cause huge deficits in healthcare. Huge. And I just think that's very, 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 very frightening. All right. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, a lot to talk about. Looks like there's a fungicide in some of the orange juice that is being looked at. We're going to talk about B12 and memory. Also, it looks like right after a loved one dies, we are at the highest risk for a heart attack. So broken hearts really do cause heart attacks. So don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Heard about the shooting at Houston where a high school student was shot. All right, so an 18-year-old brought a gun inside a Houston high school and shot another student despite there being metal detectors on the campus. All right, this is a North Forest School District. The spokeswoman, Sue Davis, said the 16-year-old who was shot was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. I believe the student was shot in the leg and wasn't supposed to be the intended target. They think there might have been another target or the shooting was accidental. But the 18-year-old actually had no problem being taken into custody. So we still don't know what's going on. They say the school's metal detectors are only turned on in the morning, and the shooting had happened around lunchtime today. So, I mean, kids are still bringing guns to school. Where are the parents? How are these kids getting guns? Well, I mean, the kid was 18. I think maybe some states may give guns to 18-year-olds. I don't know. But he got past the medical detectors, got into school, then I guess the metal detectors are turned off after the morning. So not sure where that's going, but at least the child that was shot, so far so good. You know, it blows my mind. It just absolutely blows my mind what's happening with these kids in these schools. I mean, I'm scared to death to send my kids to school. Scared to death. All right. So remember with the Natalie Wood case, the captain of the ship said, look, I got some scoop. We need to reopen the case. Well, apparently, thus far, no new news. They say there's been no new evidence that has been uncovered the death of Natalie Wood that would point to foul play, they say. Apparently, they've gone through extensive work, many interviews, and have not uncovered any evidence that the death was a homicide. Remember, she had died about 30 years ago in 1981. She was 43 years old while boating off Catalina Island with Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken. Apparently, Wagner and Walken got into an argument when they had drinks. She left. She thought they were, crazy. Left, went to her room, and then she wasn't seen from again. So her body was pulled from the water. She had some bruises, but they think it's because she fell against the dinghy. They think maybe what she happened was she wanted to leave, and she tried to get on the dinghy to leave the boat to go ashore, and that's when it happened. So, horrible, horrible story. But we had thought that the captain had some good scoop, and something was going to come out of it, and it looks like no. All right, so that's the case there with Natalie Wood. Now, this is kind of interesting. An Apple iPad is dropped from the edge of space and actually survives in full working order. All right, this is interesting, okay? And this is just the iPad 1. It's not the iPad 2. All right, they say the firm G-Form, let me see. All right, it says G-Form have now gone and tried to prove how tough their protective iPad cases are. They dropped an Apple tablet from the edge of space, and it survived. All right, there's a YouTube video that shows G-Form attached the iPad encased to a weather balloon, which carried it 100,000 feet up. The entire journey, they said, was captured on a video attached to the balloon. And some amazing scenes, the iPad can be seen high above the Earth in space. This looks real, guys. But once the altitude pressure causes the balloon to burst, the iPad comes crashing down to Earth. It eventually lands on a hillside in Nevada. They used locating devices to find the iPad, and the team discovered it was in great condition and full working order. Now, some people are going, no, 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 the video is fake. According to the Huffington Post, though, G-Form says we are happy that some of our customers' electronics have survived their testing of our extreme products, but we don't encourage or recommend any of these stunts. Well, of course, duh. All right. So what are these G-Form cases? Wow. All right. I don't know. I mean, it looks real to me. I mean, it comes from a good source, but honestly, the iPad costs so damn much, I never bought the case. We only have, like, the little magnet cases. It just costs too much. Now, I know the iPad 2 is dropping because they're coming out with an iPad 3 that's supposed to have a fancier megapixel camera or something. I think this is ridiculous. How do you keep up? How do you keep up? All right, Anchorage, Alaska. Oh, my gosh, beautiful city. I have friends that live there. Apparently, Anchorage, Alaska has gotten covered in snow. Remember, they were hit by 15 feet of snow? People just buried. Okay, well, now there's a shortage of shovels as they're expecting, I guess, another storm. So let's see. They say the snow-weary city of 2200 was promised new shovels to be manufactured Thursday and delivered 2 days later. Oh, now this is, I'm trying to look. I'm wondering if they're in one of the suburbs. Okay. All right. So they were promised new shovels to be manufactured, but it will be too late for the couple more feet of snow that's supposed to come in today. The latest storm hit much of South Central Alaska. Avalanches along the Seward Highway closed the only route south out of Anchorage. And it's been bad up there. Now, when we go to Alaska, we're south, okay? And it's during the summer. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful trip. I hope you all can come. And go to my website to look at pictures of last year's and how to book this year's cruise. Really beautiful because we're going up, along Canada, the Canadian coast, then up the Alaskan coast. So it's beautiful. We don't go up to Anchorage. I'd like to one day, but that's a longer cruise, and I haven't been able to leave work or leave the air that long. But, wow. I mean, they really don't get supplies that easily. I like to watch those Alaskan shows. Like, isn't there that flying Wild Alaska or something like that. There's this airplane show. I'm not a huge fan of the characters, but it reminds you that even a cake has to get flown in sometimes. I mean, everything has to get flown in to Alaska because they don't have enough highways. But gosh, it is one of the most beautiful states. So I definitely urge you to check it out. All right, so what's going on here? Vitamin B may boost memory. Of course it does. They say older adults who took vitamin B12 and folate supplements for 2 years had greater improvements in short and long-term memory tests than adults who don't take it. All right, this was an Australian National University researcher. They say vitamins, of course, have an important role. They asked people, about 700 people aged 60 to 74, to take a daily dose of folic acid and B12 or placebo pills. The vitamin dose had 400 micrograms of folic acid, 100 micrograms of B12, all right? And the participants didn't even know what they were taking. And some of the people had some depression, no clinical depression, but they actually found that the depression eased some also. So the short-term memory eased up some of the depression. So they're pretty happy. They think maybe the vitamins reduce the body's level of homocysteine, which is linked to cardiovascular disease and poor cognitive function. So if you lower the homocysteine, you could lower your cardiovascular risk and then improve your mental functioning. Now, again, I don't want people to overdo it on their vitamins. If you're low, absolutely you should get them. But, you know, a lot of us, we just don't eat healthy. We don't eat what we're supposed to. And so I think it's a great idea to make sure you're getting your supplements if you need to. All right. Now, we have been kind of watching the news pretty closely about possible orange juice fungicide contamination. They say it's been really, really small. It's carbendazim is the fungicide that was used. They said it came from Brazilian orange imports. Most of our orange juice does come from Florida here in the States, yet 25% comes from imports and 75% of the imports we get from Brazil. So they are, the FDA now is testing orange juice, making sure they don't, you know, that it doesn't have any, toxic levels of this fungicide. We know that fungicide and pesticides and insecticides have been used, you know, on our fruit. We know it could get into the juice, but they're just hoping that the level of this is low enough where it'll be okay. The carbendazim is actually used to control fungi, of course, and spores in agriculture, but it's not approved for use on citrus in the United States, but it's used in Brazil. And so we don't really use this fungicide here, but because it was used in Brazil and we've imported Brazilian orange juice, that's where it's a concern. All right. So the U.S. Agriculture Department has predicted that 9.12 million tons of orange juice will be on hand at the end of this year's growing season. So they say, don't worry, we shouldn't have short supply. Now, what we may have short supply of, switching gears, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, are pain medications. Now, remember we talked about yesterday that with the Bufferin recall and Nodose recall and Gas-X recall, that there was an issue where pieces of Percocet and opiates were in the machinery prior to packaging the Excedrin, such that pieces of the Percocet got into the Excedrin. Well, they said now that they just shut down the Nebraska plant, we may be noticing a shortage of painkillers while they're trying to figure this all out. So they're recommending you may want to switch to Vicodin, you may want to switch to hydrocodone, because those lighter narcotics weren't the ones involved. But, you know, for some people that are really dependent on these medications and they can't tolerate the others or they're allergic or whatever, this could be pretty tough. So we are anticipating a narcotic shortage of the class of pain medicines like Percocet, oxycodone, because of this screw-up with the Excedrin, Bufferin, Gas-X recall. Again, to recap, if you see any broken fragments of pieces of pills or pills that don't match the other pills, don't use the bottle. Contact, I believe it's Novartis. All right. And, of course, you can always go to the FDA website. All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, I got to tell you, just every day it's something happening. So now an Arkansas woman was apparently tied to a bomb. All right, she's okay, it sounds like. And the burglar made her go to the bank with a bomb on her and write a check. I don't know why he thought she had the money. But right now, authorities are searching for a man suspected of holding a 73-year-old woman and her husband hostage in their Arkansas home at Fayetteville, strapping a device he claimed was a bomb to her ankle to force her to write and cash a check at a local bank. Now, the woman, her name is Betty Davis, all right, was able to tell employees at the bank that she does have a bomb, right, attached to her, and they were able to safely evacuate the building before the bomb squad could remove it. And again, the authorities are still actually looking at this device to see if it actually really was a bomb. Now, this man broke into the house, okay, and they, I'm looking at this right now, masked man forced his way into the house. This is from the granddaughter's account. All right, after she opened the door when the doorbell rang. Don't open the door. Just don't. Get one of those peepholes. Ask who it is. There's no reason to open the door. The suspect forced Davis to write a check and then tie her up. When her husband arrived, he tied him up as well. Then he forced the grandmother to drive to a local Arvest bank in her own car while he followed her in her husband's truck. The man strapped a device to her leg, told her it was a bomb, and showed her the detonator. He said, all I want is money. I don't want to hurt them. So then, like I said, they're still looking at the device to see if it was a real explosive. Now, the suspect had fled in the couple's truck, so he left. I'm trying to think what happened, what actually happened in the bank, and how, oh, I think she wrote the check. He got the money and he fled. And then she said, look, guys, you know, look at what's on my leg. Can you help take it off? So, I mean, thank God she's okay. I mean, that could have ended so many horrible ways, so many horrible ways. But luckily it ended okay. But just don't open the door and have one of those doors that are thick that nobody could bang through. You know, just like that Oklahoma woman who had to defend her baby by shooting the guy. She opened the door. You know, it's such a shame because, you know, we all, and, you know, they don't say, hi, I'm a bad guy. You know, they pretend it's the mailman or they pretend it's a, you know, a delivery company. And, you know, they do it in a nice voice, like, hi, delivery. They're like, oh, you sound like a nice chap. You know, and then you open the door. Don't do it. You need a peephole or just say, you know, or, you know, remember the old time doors where the mail slot would be, maybe we need to start doing that, because what happens is you have to open the door for the package. Now, usually you could say, well, just leave the package, but they say, but you have to sign for it. Then I would say, well, then put it through the mail slot. That's what I would do. I wouldn't open the door. You know, and I know you could get doors at Home Depots. You could probably build in your own mail slot with that, but that's what I would do. There's really no reason to open the door. Girl Scout cookies, just say, I don't want them. You know, because remember, bad guys could also take a little girl and, you know, have her up at the door saying Girl Scout cookies so you could open up. Just don't open your door. Your door protects you. All right. Now, what's going on here? There's a man who offered $20 million for his son, tried to sell his son on Facebook. A Saudi man is trying to sell his own son on Facebook for around $20 million to avoid, quote unquote, living in poverty after his illegal business was shut down. Are you kidding me? Saad bin Nasir al-Shari, this is coming from Daily Mail, claims trafficking his son is the only option to continue providing for his wife and daughter. He says he is willing to go to court to complete the sale, the only condition of which it is known which city the buyer lives in. They say he made the decision after first asking whether the authorities could help him financially when his illegal debt collection business was shut down by a court. Jeez. All right, I don't know if anybody has offered to buy the child. They say around half of all Saudi children face domestic violence or some kind of abuse. It is claimed by the Saudi Arabian Human Rights Group, the National Society for Human Rights. Oh, that's scary. This boy is such a little cute boy. Oh, my gosh. Sells him on Facebook for $20 million to buy a child. Oh, I don't know. You just look at this world. You know, I just want to think the world is good and people are good, but you can't. More and more, you're just looking around you and going, where the hell are we living and who are we living next to? Okay, so now they're saying that scientists are hoping that these old brains in jars could help researchers treat mental illness. There's a museum that has 19th century brains, right? But they think that they could extract usable DNA from this collection of preserved brains. Now, there's Dr. George Sandusky. Don't mix him up with the Penn State Sandusky from Indiana University. He says these brains came from patients who suffered from mental disorders and died at Central State Hospital, which was an asylum established in the mid-1800s. What they want to do is use the specimens to look at diagnosis and treatment of psychological illnesses like bipolar, schizophrenia, post-traumatic stress disorder, using a simple blood test. They want to extract the DNA and compare it. All right. And then, of course, they said this could then later help diagnose patients with mental disorders. They say using brain donors from traditional sources only brings about 12 new subjects per year. This museum collection, however, has over 400 specimens. So they say that could speed the arrival of new diagnoses. They say the preservation techniques from that era was almost as good as ours from the 70s, 80s, 90s, etc. He said, I was shocked by their quality. The brains were preserved with the best science of the time. It was pretty good. They say earlier tests conducted in 2012 yielded unusable results, but the new technology could possibly be used to uncrack the DNA code. If this is the case, then hopefully they will be able to figure out which gene could be turned on or what part of the brain could be more susceptible or using biomarkers, etc. So, I mean, I really hope they have something so they don't smell the stuff. I mean, imagine the formaldehyde and the smell. That's got to be rough. That has got to be rough. Speaking of smell, pot smokers, right? You can smell the pot. Yeah, we talked about Snoop Dogg getting arrested yesterday, right? Right, getting pulled over the same stop that Willie Nelson got pulled over, and a canine dog found the hidden stash in their bus. So he got busted. But pot smokers today got some good news, where light pot smoking a few times a month doesn't really hurt the lungs. And I know they've been saying, you see, man, that's what I've been telling you, man, chill. And you're right. You're right. A lot of us should probably chill. Everything in moderation. Now, of course, smoking about 20 hits a month, which is still not even every day, really starts to damage the lungs. So we still see lung damage. We still see memory, cognitive impairment, and issues. But they say that once in a blue moon smoking, not too bad. So they can't really complain about it. They can't really, you know, have too much of an issue with it. So I know many of you are happy, and you're probably, you know, screaming at the radio, I told you so, Dr. Dahlia. Here's the thing. All right, I'm a doctor. I can't sit here and say, all right, go smoke pot. I can't do that. Okay, I'm an MD. I'm board certified in family medicine. I'm supposed to say avoid illicit drugs. However, I have admitted on the show that many of my patients that do smoke marijuana, I don't prescribe marijuana. I don't deal with that. There's medical marijuana doctors. I don't do that. But, you know, some of my marijuana patients, they are probably the least medicated patients. Many of them, they aren't on cholesterol medicine. They aren't on diabetic medication. They're slim. Remember we had that study where many people that smoke pot are slim? And this was contrary to what we believed because of the munchies. We think these people get the munchies. So we're like, you know, we thought most people that smoke pot would be fat. And honestly, many of my pot smokers, they're thin. They're not on medications for high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And they're pretty laid back and calm. They aren't on antidepressants. And, you know, there is something to it. It's just we are not allowed in the medical community yet to say, go ahead and smoke it. Okay, I know y'all want me to, but we're just not ready to do that yet. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, for later. Now, of course, Snoop Dogg wants to meet in a room with President Obama, have the room filled with pot, he said, have Obama breathe some in, and they can hopefully talk about legalizing marijuana. I don't think that's really going to fly. I don't think it's going to fly at all. But, you know, I don't know where we're going with this. You know, again, I'm kind of torn on the whole legalization of marijuana because, honestly, I would love our cops to be freed up, you know, so that they could deal with a lot of the hard crimes. But here in Las Vegas, we had a horrible, horrible accident that killed multiple teenagers from somebody who was smoking pot. And so, obviously, the limitation of pot could hopefully decrease a lot of this, you know, these accidents that happened. It was horrible. So we're still kind of stung by that one. All right, guys, when we come back, don't go away. More on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right. guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Thank you to Kyle, who is working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can email me on my website at drdahlia.com. Somebody had just emailed me over the break asking me about, you know, to kind of recap what I was talking about labs yesterday, because she thought I had said that lab dogs were stupid. And I have a lab dog who's stupid, but lab dogs are not stupid. So I want to apologize if it sounded like I generalized to all lab dogs. I think lab dogs, just like standard poodles and German shepherds, are very smart. Just my particular one lab dog, although lovable and cuddly, is dumb. Very dumb. So, again, I hope I didn't hurt anyone's feelings, but thank you for listening. I believe she's from Alabama. Thank you. I don't want to give her name because, you know, I don't want to embarrass her, but absolutely right. Most labs are not as stupid as mine. That was Denise in Ragland, Alabama. Thank you for emailing me. All right, so grief may boost heart attack risk. Now, I don't like talking about sad stuff on the show, but honestly, this is kind of important because we forget to watch the health of a lot of our family members when they're grieving. And sometimes it's not the immediate family member that could be grieving. They say losing a loved one can break your heart. But seriously, they said that this is a study to look at how much of heart attack risk you can have. Now, this is going to be in the journal Circulation. They looked at almost 2,000 people who had been hospitalized for a heart attack between 1989 and 1994. They reviewed charts and interviewed men and women. Average age was about 61, and 270 people were found to have experienced a death of an important person during the 6 months leading up to their heart attack. 19 people in the study said they lost a loved one the day before having their heart attack. 15 of these 19 had no history of heart attacks. Now, remember we talked about that family of Italian men where three or four of the brothers all had heart attacks? Remember, one had a heart attack and died on the slopes, I guess, of skiing. And the brother that was with them was so blown away by grief, dropped and had a heart attack, dropped dead then. And then one of the other brothers that was visiting a sick mother in the hospital, when he heard of the news, had a heart attack. But I believe he was still alive. And they didn't want to tell the daughter, the sister of the brothers, because she had a heart condition. So it's true. Remember that story a while back? They say following the death of someone close, the researchers found that heart attack risk was 21 times higher than normal within the first day, was nearly 6 times higher than normal within the first week, and steadily declined over the first month. Although the death of someone close obviously is a rare reason, remember, you have stress, you have anger, you have anxiety, you have depression. Not to mention, like, you know, when we lost my father, my mom was in the hospital, not only shaken from the loss of my dad, but where's she going to live? Who's going to support her? And of course, you know, we told her right away, we're moving you out here, you're going to live with us, etc. But it's a lot of stress. So any financial stress, any marital stress you've ever had, compound that multiple times, because now you have everything. You have the loss of a loved one. You have all that stress combined. So, of course, it does take its toll. All right? People tend to sleep less, eat less. They may smoke. They may forget to take the medication. They don't take care of themselves. Depression really destroys the heart. They don't take care of themselves. So keep in mind that because people are at higher risk for a heart attack, you need to be there for support, and you need to just kind of keep an eye. All right. There was some news today talking about chickweed and how chickweed has health benefits. Apparently, a medicine hunter, Chris Kilham, in conjunction with Steve Wildman Brill in New York Central Park, decided to kind of research medicinal and edible plants, and they found that chickweed is a nice solid vegetable. They say it has opposite leaves in two, a little row of hair on the stem. I don't know what the hair means. Tastes like an earthy version of corn on the cob, but they say it's loaded with vitamins. They say they used to give this in olden days to people to restore their strength during a debilitating illness. They said you can make it with tea. They say it's gentle. It's a natural diuretic, so you could kind of mix it in there. They say you could use it as a poultice for a skin sore. You guys remember that movie Grown Ups? right, where they took maize and they wanted to make it a poultice to put on a sore. That's what they used to do with this stuff. And they said it tastes delicious. I mean, not after you stick it on a sore, but, you know, the fresher kind. They say you put it to salad, soup, steam it, sauteed in oil, chickweed. I don't even know where you get it. I'll ask next time I go to the store. I'll like chickweed. Sounds like it'll give you gas. I'm worried about taking that in. All right, so what's going on here? They say Nestle is going to help pets and owners lose weight online. They say the world's biggest food group, Nestle, has launched an online program inviting pet owners to team up with their little furry friends to lose weight. Oh, my little kitty cats and my dogs. Nestle's pet and people weight management units, Purina and Jenny Craig, work together on Project Pet Slim Down, which is an online program available in the U.S. All right, pet owners can sign up. I didn't know pets, the owners can sign up. Can obtain tips for exercising with their pet, record exercise taken, track weight loss, and share photos with other users. You know, my doggies and my kitty cats are really cute, so I would probably do that. They say on the website, users can follow 5 overweight cats. You know what? My cats are overweight. 2 of them have really big tushies. I should put pictures of them up. And 3 dogs on their weight loss journey via small movies and before and after pictures. We do. Honestly, our fat dogs and cats get diabetes. I think this is a brilliant idea. They say the British Pet Health Council, an association of vet and medical professionals in cooperation with Mars Pet Care. Wait a second. Mars and Nestle? I think of chocolate when I hear this, is offering a similar fresh and fitness program for pets and their owners also called Petsercise. The obesity epidemic is not limited to people, they say. 2/3 of adults in the U.S. are overweight and obese, and more than half of all pets in the country have big tushies. Are also battling the bulge. And, of course, 1.5 billion adults worldwide have obesity. So Nestle, U.S. pet food company Purina, makes a variety of veterinarian diet products for cat and dogs. I should put my cats on a diet. My problem is one of my cats, they toot really, really bad, very stinky. So I cut back any wet food. I just have him on a science diet chow. And so far the house doesn't stink and the poo-poo isn't as bad. So I'm pretty happy about that. All right. Also in the news today, we're talking about binge drinking, how 1 in 6 people are binge drinking to the point where they're taking in 9 drinks at a time. Now, remember we were just talking about the UK, how they were asking their citizens to cut back 2 days a week. Well, Americans, they're saying 1 in 6 are binge drinking a lot. And I was surprised it was only 1 in 6. You'd think it would be more. But really, people, 9 drinks a day? I mean, 9 drinks at a time? That's not good. Okay, that's not really healthy. All right, let me see what else in the news I wanted to talk about. You know, there's this cool story, I may talk about it tomorrow, where Henry VIII actually had a secret illegitimate daughter who should have taken the English throne before Elizabeth won. So that's kind of cool. You know what? I'll talk about that tomorrow because I kind of like history and illegitimate children and stories like that. Pretty good scoop. I love that kind of stuff. Okay. We talked about this earlier today. Apparently, Advocate Magazine comes up with the gayest cities in America. And they come up with this rating on the presence of, cities that would, I guess, promote gay tourism and be very friendly to gay people, gay and lesbian readers. They have, bookstores, nude yoga classes, gay-friendly bands. And Salt Lake City ranked number 1 on America's quote-unquote gayest cities by Advocate Magazine. Then came Orlando, Florida, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Seattle, Washington, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Little Rock, Arkansas, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, Long Beach, California, and the 15th city, gayest American city per Advocate Magazine, is Denver, Colorado. No, and it's not insulting. They really want to attract, you know, gay people to these cities, right? For tourism and for, you know, I guess gay activity. I don't know. Usually New York, Chicago, and San Francisco get all the hype. So, yeah, interesting. Salt Lake City. I know. I wasn't expecting that one either. All right, guys. Woo! Great 3 hours. I'm still energized. I could do more, but I'm going to be coming back tomorrow. Thank you for helping me celebrate my 3rd anniversary of being on air. We'll be back tomorrow with another hot show. Thank you all for listening. I'm signing out.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.